Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
In his Angelus address on Sunday, Pope Francis looked to the day's gospel, which recounts how Jesus preached in the synagogue in his hometown of Nazareth. The Lord read a passage from the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. Jesus himself fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. Today, he said, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing.
Evangelizzare i poveri. Questa è la missione di Gesù, secondo lui dice. Questa è anche la missione della Chiesa.
This, said Pope Francis, is the mission of Jesus and also the mission of the Church, to preach the good news to the poor. Although the gospel is addressed to everyone, he explained, Jesus nonetheless privileges those who are farthest away, the suffering, the sick, those who are discarded by society. The poor, he concluded, are at the center of the gospel. But what does it mean to evangelize the poor, Pope Francis asked.
Significa anzitutto avvicinarli. Significa avere la gioia di servirli.
Above all, he said, it means being close to them, having the joy of serving them, freeing them from oppression, and all of this in the name and with the Spirit of Christ. Because Jesus is the gospel of God. He is the mercy of God. He is the liberation of God. The Holy Father asked us to consider whether we are making the evangelization of the poor a priority in our parishes, our associations, and ecclesial movements. Are we being faithful to Christ's program today, he asked.
Attenzione, non si tratta solo di fare assistenza sociale.
Bringing the good news to the poor is not about giving social assistance or about political activism, the Pope warned. Rather, it has to do with the strength of the gospel of God, who converts hearts, heals the wounded, transforms human and social relationships according to the logic of love.
La Vergine Maria, madre degli evangelizzatori.
Pope Francis concluded his message with the prayer that Mary, the mother of evangelizers, might help us to feel strongly the hunger and thirst for the gospel that exists in the world, especially in the heart and the flesh of the poor, and might obtain for each and every one of us, the whole Christian community, to bear concrete witness to the mercy that Christ has given to us. I'm Christopher Wells.